went to visit him daily, I think, and told me on many occasions how much he cherished your visit. So please say some
I had this chus, living in Washington Heights, to visit in the Fort Shrine Nursing Home weekly, sometimes daily, and we had a special kesher. My friend Svi Harari from Toronto told me I was visiting someone else originally. He said, you have to go in and visit Rabbi Teichner. You would really get a geschmack from him. This week's parsha we read, Nochi Sadik Tamim Hayab Dorosov. Chidoch says Dorosov means he lived in a lot of different generations. He lived in the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFloga. Mendel Blachman likes to quote the Mishnah in Adius. Av Manchil Lebonov Dorosh Lefonov. That a father gives to his son all the previous generations. The Ptira of a Moshe Yehuda Teichner is not only a Ptira of a singular individual. It's a Ptira of a Mesorah of Doros, of his father, who he always spoke so fondly of, from the Bronx, a special relationship with Rav Moshe Bixatzal, his father's knowledge of the Marsham, his kesher with the Marsham, and all the Doros and all the Sfarim that are in the Achronim and the Rishonim, people that it were live people for him. It wasn't just books, it was real people, it was a real Mesorah. And any sefer I would speak about, he was able to tell me who the Mechaber was, and where he lived, and what he did, and all these different anecdotes. And that was Dorosh HaLefanov. But he had a special chiba also for the Doros of the present, of his family, of the Rabbonim, of his nephews, of his brother-in-law, sister, all the different people he always used to speak with such a chiba, because the Doros that he brought, Doros HaLefanov, was translated into the future generations as well. And these, the Doros, they had such pride, different, I don't want to mention any names specifically, but I don't forget anybody, but all the different kashuv people in the family that he had such nachas ruach speaking about, their greatness and their chain and their avas ha-Torah, and he always would speak about them. So it's not a p'tira just of a singular individual. It's a p'tira of the zechroinus of Dorosh HaLefanov, of the Mishnah and Adias, Dorosh HaLefanov, and all the future generations, and we should keep him in mind in our learning of Avodas Hashem, to be inspired for many generations to come and give over L'man t'saper l'bincha ben bincha, to be able to tell that we knew such a person who had such mesoros of gedolim and tzaddikim, and be able to give that over to our children and our talmidim for many years to come. Yehi zichro baruch. And we have a tremendous, I was zocher to see him in the hospital on Tuesday, but the last time we spoke was Hoshana Rabbah, and Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar HaChasima, and that was the last time we had a conversation together, and it was so special, and Yizir HaBaruch, and we hope that his Zikaron may be Yosha for us, for all of Klal Yisrael, Yizir HaBaruch.
There is a request to say Divrei Zikaron. It's a fine on behalf of some people.
I cannot. It's against the law.
No. I'm going to say just a few words on behalf of myself, to tell the family, and of course, my dear Uncle Yaakov, who due to time constraints could not make it. Freedom Curl, he wanted to ask from the Tila, from the Nifter, from Uncle Moshe, that he was unable to give Kavod Achron, and for anything over the course of years that he was involved in taking care of him, if he didn't do things correctly, to ask from Tila. I as well could have probably visited more often and should ask from Tila as well. The words I'm going to just share briefly is from, much of it is from Uncle Yaakov, some of myself. Uncle Moshe, all of us knew him, you wouldn't have detected that he was born in America. You would have thought that he was a person that transversed Europe and lived in the towns and traveled from place to place. And he gave that over and he told it to us and he shared it with us with the stories from the relationship that he had with his father, which he cherished very much, was very meaningful, and he gave over to us. His encyclopedic knowledge was unparalleled prior to an era of Google. The amount of information that he had in Torah about the Achrenim, in the arts, in music, you name it. In the same conversation I spoke to him about some Achren on Masechet Shabbos, he wanted to know. I told him I was in Paris if I wanted to see a certain exhibit. It was unparalleled, the knowledge that he had and the way he was able to make things come alive for me, for our family. He was the type of person that was Einam and Amida. He didn't take up any space in a room. He never needed anything. My mother, Tante Rezi, can tell you that having him in their home was a very easy thing, because he didn't require, didn't demand, he only, whatever he had for him was good. Never had any issues of what he wanted, what he needed. That was the type of person, the way he lived constantly. When I wanted to bring him something, I one time brought him a Haggadah for Pesach. I wanted to buy him a present. And he didn't understand that it was a present. He told me, okay, after Pesach, I'll give it back to you. I told him, it's for you. I wanted to give him something. It's very, very important to mention more personally what he did for our father, Zichron Livracha. It was his nephew, and he really, really enhanced and enabled him to learn. He mamish was mishamish, my father, Zichron Livracha, in his limud haTorah and his research, la halacha, and helped him print his svarim, which he's mentioned in the foreword to the sefer, to the svarim. And he did that as well for his brother-in-law, the Zeder of Gedalia. In the early years, he learned with him in these little towns in Canada, kept him company. He moved with my father, with my parents, to Philadelphia and really assisted in the Rabbanis in the very early years, which were very, very difficult for my father. And he enabled my mother to go to work and my father to be able to sit and learn. Uncle Yaakov told me that Zaidi came home, Zaidi of Gedalia came home from the hospital, Chol Moed Pesach, and he called Uncle Moshe to come to Toronto. He showed up right away on Erev Shvi Shel Pesach. He took care of the Zaidi of Gedalia with dignity, with honor. He enabled him to see people, to go to shul, to be still called and respected as a Rav. These are some of the things that he did for our family that we must not forget. On a more personal vein, I want to relate that Uncle Yaakov said that he unfortunately did not get to know the Zeder B'Sachadosh Teichner very well. He was very young when he was Nifter. And his mother, the Baba, she was Nifter. He was young and she was sick. And Uncle Moshe provided a window and a kesher for him and his children into that world that would have been left a total void. That was very important to hand over and give over. He was able to live this life of constant giving, not being an amida. That's the legacy that we have. Mocha Hashem is dimlo me'alkoponim, to be a meditator for our family, for Kol Yisrael, Ad Biyazdoi.
Okay, no, wait.